This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, just some of the events our colleagues are checking out. WQXR's classical music host Naomi Lewin discovered a guy who specializes in Walt Whitman and his connection to Brooklyn. And this Sunday at 1 p.m. is his next monthly event.
There's going to be a walk around Fort Greene Park, which is Brooklyn's first official park, conducted by Greg Truppiano, who is the artistic director of the Walt Whitman Project. And he's going to point out all the connections between Walt Whitman and Brooklyn. Not only that, the walk will be accompanied by some guest artists, a poet, and a baritone. So you're going to get some poetry and some singing along the way.
Although Naomi is double booked this weekend, she'll go on the Whitman tour next month because this weekend there's a classical event that she's long been waiting for.
I'm going to Carnegie Hall for James Levine's comeback concert with the Met Opera Orchestra.
And I believe those tickets are kind of hard to get.
Pretty scarce. Yeah, this is the first time he's going to have conducted in New York in 2 years. He's been out for over 2 years with back injuries, all kinds of medical problems, and the opera world, the music world, is really waiting for James Levine to come back. It's going to be a very exciting concert.
Also in Brooklyn is the infamous Great Googa Mooga Festival in Prospect Park. That's where you'll find New York Public Radio's graphic designer, Casey DuPont.
It's basically a giant food and music festival in the park, which is a block from my house, so convenient and fun. They have all kinds of small bites from restaurants all over New York City. So, like, Roberta's is there. They have, like, all kinds of pork buns and noodles and drinks and everything delicious.
And what kind of music?
I think there's a lot of different bands from across the spectrum. I'm really excited to see Father John Misty. And then there's another band that played Celebrate Brooklyn last year. That's kind of like a brass band that plays all Bollywood songs, called Red Bharat.
And for some picks in the theater world, we turn to Steven Valentino, a producer on The Leonard Lopate Show. Of course, he sees lots of shows, and one he recommends is at the Public Theater.
Last week, I saw Here Lies Love, the David Byrne and Fatboy Slim disco musical about Imelda Marcos, which was fantastic. If I had the chance, I would definitely see that again.
But there's something else that you kind of want to go see.
Yeah, there is a show at the Duplex, which is a piano bar in the West Village, called Patty Issues, which is all about Patty LuPone. I don't know a whole lot about it, but it seems sort of interesting.
What is it called? It's called Patty Issues? Does someone have issues with Patty LuPone?
Apparently. I'm going to find out what their issues with Patty LuPone are. I don't know if they're good or bad, but it's
something about crying in Argentina?
Probably.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you.
Visit WNYC.org to see the listings of some of our weekend staff picks or to list your own. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.
I promise, don't keep your distance.